News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Go to WSAU.com for the latest school cancellations. Click on the Cancellations tab. It's in yellow on the right-hand side of our homepage. The former paper mill in Port Edwards will attract new business, and the property's new owner is going to bet on it. The Central Wisconsin Applied Research and Business Park has a paper-making history. Officials with the new owners, DMI, says they are looking for redevelopment options for the 192-acre site. Joseph Moore is their chief operating officer. He says as they began walking the industrial site, they could feel pain in the community when it closed. He said ultimately, new jobs will be created there.
As we began putting the redevelopment plan together, it's become for us more of a vision of healing a community. And if we do that, everything else will come behind that. That's really our vision here.
Moore says his company is based out of Ohio, and he says people that are interested in doing business at the new industrial park should call DMI Columbus, 614-252-1811. That number's on our website, WSAU.com. The state is also working on an economic development project. Wisconsin's Economic Development Corporation says they're putting together a proposal for Boeing. They're looking for a site to build the next generation of the 777X commercial airplane. Boeing is searching for a new site. Since talks with their union in Washington State broke down, union members rejected proposed concessions there. Wisconsin is going to have stiff competition for this business, though. The state of Missouri is also in the running. They're offering $1.7 billion worth of incentives. Armed men take over a truck filled with radioactive medical waste. It happened in Mexico. The truck has been found. It does appear that some of the waste, though, has been tampered with.
Mexican federal police and military units have been deployed after a stolen shipment of cobalt-60 was discovered. Armed men first stole the radioactive material before it made its way to a recycling center, then abandoned it in a rural area in central Mexico. It's believed the thieves pulled apart the protective casing to sell it for money. Yeah. Cobalt-60 is so hazardous, anyone who comes in contact with it could be in grave danger of dying within days. And while authorities say there was no evacuation and the site no longer poses a threat, it's providing little comfort to area residents. Officials say it could take at least 2 days to safely get the material into a secure container and transport it to a waste site. Ainsley Earhart, Fox News.
This is a day that job actions are being prepared at some fast food restaurants, and that fast food job strike could also impact Wausau.
Wisconsin Jobs Now is planning rallies in Wausau and Stevens Point to try to push for $15 an hour wages for fast food and other food service workers. They'll be joined by students from UW Stevens Point and other labor groups from the area. The rally in Wausau is scheduled for 11:15 in front of the McDonald's on Forest Street near the Wausau Center Mall. The rally in Stevens Point will be at noon at the McDonald's on Division Street near Kmart. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Wausau police are looking for your help to try and solve a series of burglaries. Captain Ben Blevin says the burglaries all have a similar method, so they believe the same people are responsible.
Doors were forced open. The drawers and things in the residences were kind of ransacked, dumped out, where it looks like people were looking for cash or things that could be easily sold for quick money.
Thieves have made off with flat-screen TVs, whatever cash they could find, and antiques. They also stole a vehicle that was stored in a garage. That's a 2001 gold Nissan Altima. License plate there is 888-MKT. Anyone with information should contact Wausau PD, 715-261-7814. All right, so what are we lighting here? It's the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center, a 76-foot-tall Norway spruce from Shelton, Connecticut. It's adorned with 45,000 multicolored LED lights. The Christmas tree lighting at Rockefeller Center is a tradition that dates back 81 years. Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Quite cold over the next few days. A few flurries early today, otherwise becoming partly cloudy and windy. Temperatures falling through the teens during the day and a west wind at 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight down to 3 below zero. Wind chills 25 below zero at times with mainly clear skies. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high around 8. Saturday again, very cold. Sunny to partly cloudy, high of 8 degrees. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Wind chill for sure is going to be a factor today with those wind gusts again getting into the 20 and 30 mile per hour range. Already feels like the single numbers when you factor that wind chill in for almost all of central Wisconsin. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.